pitch. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. He's done it again. Royce Lewis has grand slammed Cleveland for the second time in a week. And the Minnesota Twins blow it open and lead 6-0. He hit back-to-back grand slams in back-to-back games last week, one against Cleveland, and he's done it again here tonight. And Minnesota has resoundingly answered from last week, losing 2 out of 3 to Cleveland to take a 6-0 lead.
You wonder what Joey Gallo's future is with Minnesota when they get Alex Kirilloff back and Byron Buxton. He sends this one high and deep to right. He'll hit a home run here, but yippee, did it against a position player. So Joey Gallo, who's had a rough year, hits a meaningless 2-run home run off a position player to make it 15-1.
They weren't tied. 20-6 was the final score from yesterday's loss to the Minnesota Twins. Here to talk about, I don't know, we can talk about anything else if we want to, with Bob DiBiase of the Guardians, brought to you by your North Vigil Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby, I was all set. Tampa Bay, what a series against them. Some of those comeback wins. The weekend was, you know, working out okay. And then we had the game yesterday against the Twins. They come to town. We're 5 games back. Seems to be going. We got this new pitcher that we picked up from the Angels. Maybe a fresh start. He's excited to help his new team. We know what happened yesterday, I guess. But what's it going to be like in the locker room? Come back for game 2 tonight. I know that's a lot. I dumped on you this morning. Someone has to be my therapist today.
Yeah, come in off the ledge, will you please? Come in off the ledge. It's the one thing about the crazy game of baseball, obviously, it counts as one loss. It doesn't matter if we would have lost 7-6 or 20-6. It's one loss. It's not what we expected, obviously, nor did Lucas Giolito expect that firm grasp of the obvious there. You know, in his 3 previous starts against the Twins this year when he was a member of the White Sox, he held them to a total of 2 earned runs in 18 innings. And so I'm sure he felt good about facing a team that he had faced many, many times within the division. And it just obviously got away from him. And pretty ugly night at the ballpark. David Fry pitching 4 innings with an average velocity of 56.5 miles an hour. That unto itself is pretty bizarre. Threw 64 pitches. Normally the position player comes in and finishes off a game in the 9th inning, but Tito wanting to rest the bullpen, as we have Tanner Bibee tonight and Gavin Williams tomorrow afternoon, making sure that if we can do what we did in Minnesota and win 2 out of 3, at least we're putting a decent foot forward. You would hope, you know, that a sweep would have been in order as we sit here chasing the Twins. But now, you know, you fight for 2 out of 3, then you go to the West Coast for 7 games to face the Angels and the San Francisco Giants. Then you come home and you've only got about, 9 home games left on the regular season schedule to make your move.
Yeah, and you mentioned, as it is only one game, but sometimes what a game it becomes. I'm following it yesterday. I was picking up some carryout, and it was like sort of, well, let's see how things are going. And then it's like, oh, it's 2 runs, 4. And then you're like, wait a minute, now it's 9? Every time I was checking the score on that, and I guess the folks at the ballpark, their Labor Day wasn't the way they had hoped it was going to be. But sometimes, even in a game like that, sometimes you're thinking, I was at that game. Remember this game? Or the guy where he pitched those innings, and I saw that, it was interesting. Hammy's call, the yin and yang of a grand slam home run and then a home run off of a position player. It's like,
yeah. You know? Well, just, again, it was just one of those goofy nights at the ballpark and didn't go your way. I think a lot of people, as you walk the ballpark, we're talking about
Yeah, and it's we had some nice weather, though. That's what's working out okay for us. But again, Tanner Bibee on the mound for the night, going up against, I think, Sonny Gray, what I saw for there. And, you know, he was tough on us last time until we got to the bullpen. Bob, are you still there? Let me see if I can reconnect to Bobby. Hold on.
When you think about tailgate parties, birthday parties, and anytime friends get together, think about your North Ridgeville Convenience Inoco. Choose from 11 flavors of Little Chet's Wing Dings and grab chips, snacks, and ice-cold beverages for everybody. Call ahead for deli, veggie, and dessert trays and custom-decorated cakes. And remember, Convenient also has hot and cold meals to go. Visit your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Inoco at Center Ridge and Barton Road. They're open every day of the year.
I don't know if you just hung up on me, you were done with, or I hung up
on
you.
I don't know what happened there. All of a sudden, we just, boom.
That's okay, Bobby. That happens all the time. Well, not I shouldn't say all the time. Right?
It's first time for us.
Well, exactly. Again, getting ready for the Twins, another game tonight, as they say, at the ballpark, and a bit of a homestand. Anything exciting for the folks who come into the ballpark other than the game on the field this next couple of days?
Well, again, you got Tanner Bibee and Gavin Williams, two of our really awesome young hurlers, going up and fighting for a divisional title. This kind of experience for these young pitchers and the position players, it's such an incredible experience for these guys going through it, a lot of them for the very first time. And then we go off to the West Coast for 7 LA Angels and the San Francisco Giants. And it was obviously just an odd night. At the ballpark last night, they had their hitting shoes on, and Giolito just didn't have it at all. But the one thing about Gary Francona's baseball teams and most baseball teams is you forget about it. You know, that's the nature of our business. You're going to lose 60-some games a year anyway, no matter how good you are. For the most part, so you're used to walking out of the locker room on the wrong end of things, sometimes close, sometimes you get your butt kicked, and you come back the next day, and there's a different guy on the mound for both teams, and it just is a whole new scenario. So I don't think this will have much carryover whatsoever with this young team of ours.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Royce is still in the lineup for the Twins. We got to keep an eye.
Yeah, well, don't let him bat with the bases loaded. That's for sure. My goodness, what a streak he is.
Lou Gehrig? I saw the name referenced in the same paragraph with him. So you know, when you start talking like that, you know there's something special going on there as well.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. We'll talk again next Monday. Hopefully, with some good news as we get on that West Coast swing that's going on, coming up pretty soon. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You got it, boys. Have a great week. Take care. Go Guardians.
Guardians Talk with Bob DiBiasio, VP with the Guardians here on WEOL. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.